It's Wednesday, November 27, and with your news at 2 p.m., I am Leonard Witbien. At the University of Namibia's Windhoek campus is the Landless People's Movement's spokesperson, Lifalasa Simata. By the time of this broadcast, he was in queue for voting.
And I could participate. Currently, we seem to be moving. There seems to be great turnout for after voting people, or at least where the area I'm in. But it sounds all over. There's a lot of people that have come out in numbers. That is the voting experience that it's done.
Reporting for us from the library polling station in the Karas region's Keetmanshoop town is Francois Lottering. He updated us on the smooth process and the flow of queues.
People, I saw really beautiful stories on my travels through the various polling stations. I can also report to all our information given to me this morning that all polling stations in Keetmanshoop opened up on time. Documents were there, ballot boxes were there, everything in place. So I can only comment at this stage. It was a very cold morning this morning, 9 degrees, very cold southern wind, but the weather changed in the meantime, and as the weather changed from a very cold temperature to a warmer temperature, and so are the expectations of the voters.
To South Africa, where the Electricity and Energy Minister, Kosintso Ramakgoba, has revealed that 1.7 million prepaid customers failed to upgrade their meters by Sunday's deadline. He told Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Electricity and Energy this risks Eskom losing 2 billion rand in revenue monthly. The minister stresses the upgrades aim to curb electricity theft and warns against bypassing legal systems, adding that efforts are underway to bring affected customers back on board.
It is our intention that from now until the technical of December present themselves so that can regularize them, and then there's things around the temper fines for about 6,000 rands, and then that gets to be split over a period of 12 months. The customer pays 500 rands per month over a period of 12 months.
Continentally, Reuters says the World Food Programme has dispatched over 700 trucks to famine-stricken areas in Sudan following government clearance. The ongoing conflict between the army and the rapid support forces since April last year has severely hindered aid delivery, with both sides accused of obstructing through looting and bureaucratic delays. Internationally, the G7 has condemned Russia's irresponsible and threatening nuclear rhetoric after 2 days of talks in Italy. It was the final meeting for foreign ministers from the group, which includes the US, UK and Japan, before US President-elect Donald Trump takes office. Giles Gibson is in Rome for us.
In their final statement, the G7 called Russia's use of an intermediate-range ballistic missile earlier this month reckless and escalatory. They also reaffirmed their unwavering support for Ukraine, despite fears that the incoming Trump administration in Washington could waver in terms of financial and military backing for Kyiv. Meanwhile, the group called on Israel to allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza and once again accused China of distorting international markets through unfair trade practices, an allegation that Beijing denies. Giles Gibson, Rome.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.